Coach Nick Umscheid is alive and kicking after back-to-back home meets. Been fun, huh?
Yeah, I forgot all about it. We had a home duel on Thursday. You're right. That seemed like a long time ago. Yesterday was a long day, but it was a positive day. And Thursday was positive as well. Like I said earlier, we knew that winning the duel on Thursday was going to be tough. But there were 10 head-to-head matchups on Thursday night against Colby. And Colby's a top 10 team down in Kansas. And of those 10 matches, we were able to win 5 of them. And I believe we won all 5 by pin. And we came really close to winning 6. And so, individually, we felt really good about how we performed on Thursday night, in the duel, even though we came up short, score-wise. It's hard to overcome, a 24-point deficit, our guys are going out there with the right mentality of, just trying to improve themselves individually and get their records as good as possible for down the line at districts. And, we back that up on a Friday as well. Over at the college, we had 5 duels once again yesterday afternoon. And, we started off the day against Alliance. And this is the second time that we dueled Alliance. And, we only had 10 guys wrestling yesterday. And the first time we dueled Alliance was at the North Platte tournament. And we lost by a point. And we had 12 guys wrestling. And then yesterday, we only had 10 guys wrestling. And somehow we beat them by a point. And I didn't even realize that we had beat Alliance until about halfway through the day. And I asked somebody, I go, did we win that duel? And they said, yeah. And I go, but we only had 10 guys. And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, so you're telling me that we're better with 10 guys than we were with 12 guys earlier in the year. And so it's just weird how duels work themselves out like that sometimes. The bonus points are big, and momentum is big in duels as well. You get on a roll with winning, and it becomes contagious. And, guys don't want to let, their teammates down, and they want to keep winning. And, I think that kind of what happened yesterday in the Alliance duel. So I was proud of our guys with how they performed right out of the gates yesterday in that duel. And then, we had 4 other duels as well. And even though we didn't win any of those, we did have some close overall scores with Gothenburg and Amherst. And, that was good to see. We had some good individual performances by a lot of our guys. It was pretty impressive just to keep the scores close. And then we also had duels against Ray and who was the other one? Chase County, the new school. Yeah, Chase County, who has a solid team, by their own right this year. And, it was the second time that we'd seen Chase County. We were at their tournament, and so we knew that, they had some quality kids in their lineup. And, they represented themselves well yesterday at our dual tournament. We had some good individual performances. Tristan Campbell went undefeated on the day, went 5-0, had a really tough match against a kid from Chase County who's, I think, rated, second or third maybe in Class C. And those guys actually had wrestled this summer down in Florida. They went all the way to Florida to wrestle each other this summer. And that kid from Chase County beat Tristan in a close match. So that match was a little bit personal. And, Tristan really wanted to get that win under his belt. And he went out there and he took care of business and wrestled a really smart match. And so that was good to see. Like I said, he went undefeated in all of his matches. John White at 106 pounds continues to wrestle at a high level, continues to get better and learn in every match, and is really fun to watch. He's a spark plug, from the first whistle to the last whistle, he just goes, and looks to score points, and is really fun to watch and coach out there on the mat, and he's just a freshman. We also got Spencer Steinbeck back in the lineup Thursday and Friday. He went 4-1 yesterday, lost a close match to another tough kid from Chase County, lost 1-0. But it was impressive, see Spencer do as well as he did. He's only had two practices, after being off for a month. He was battling some sickness this week, and so, his endurance is not nearly where he wants it to be, but he went out there and gutted it out Thursday and Friday, got some good wins for himself. And then Gabe Roberts is another one that I believe went 4-1 yesterday, lost a close match to a kid from Amherst, I think was his one loss on the day. And so, those guys wrestled extremely well. We also had several other guys, came through, I believe, with winning records. And so, between Thursday and Friday, I think our guys got six matches. And, they went out there and accomplished our goal of a lot of them improved their records and hopefully is setting themselves up well for the postseason.
And North Platte went 5-0 on the day, didn't they?
I believe so. They had a duel. I caught the very end of it with Ray, which was really for the championship, I think. And I think they needed a pin in their last match to seal the win. And the North Platte kid actually did go out there and get the pin. And they ended up winning that duel by 1 point. So I'm sure that was a pretty exciting duel to watch. Like I said, I only got to see the very end of it.
Good teams involved, though. A lot of good teams involved for this one.
Yeah, it's always a good group of teams, a wide assortment of teams. We have the Class A schools, or the Class A school in North Platte. We have Colorado with Ray. We have Class C with Chase County. And so, it's a lot of teams that, normally probably don't get to see each other throughout the season, and it's just a great competition, great atmosphere, highly competitive from the first duel all the way through till the end.
Now next week you're right back on the match. You got a big one to go over to Gothenburg for Southwest Conference tournament, don't you?
Yep, we are. I guess you could say we are in the postseason. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back on the mat on Thursday in Gothenburg, the Southwest Conference. It's not the biggest conference, it's not the biggest tournament that we go to throughout the year, but it's always good quality teams. The Southwest Conference is a good wrestling conference with, the teams like Cozad, Valentine, Broken Bow, Minden, those teams all bring some good wrestlers, and, our goal going into the conference is you want to get, maybe two or three quality matches in, just one last tune-up before the real deal of districts the week after. And so we get one more dress rehearsal, as I like to call it, one more time out there on the mat to improve ourselves or fix anything that we feel like we need fixed. And hopefully after Thursday, we're as healthy as we can be. Hopefully we'll get some guys back from sickness and injury and put as many guys as we can on the mat at districts.
I know the girls are at Southwest Conference in Ogallala. Good luck to Coach Hosick and his bunch today. And then, of course, we'll be there helping out next Saturday coming up with their district right here at McCook Community College.
Yep, that'll be very exciting for the girls. Last year we got to host the boys district, and this year we got to host the girls district. For some reason, a lot of schools don't want to put in for districts, and so I brought it up to Mr. Nichols, and we submitted our name, and lo and behold, we got it again for the girls. And the district that they're in, I think there's a lot of Eastern schools that are going to be traveling out here You know, just like last year, a lot of these schools have not been to McCook, Nebraska. And, you know, a lot of those schools, you know, they'll be surprised to see that we have internet and cars and electricity, you know. Long time ago, I was in those shoes as well, you know. I still remember my first trip out to McCook. I had no idea where I was going, and I saw my first tumbleweed go across the road. And I had only seen tumbleweeds in old Western movies. And, you know, I said to somebody that was with me, I go, if I see any cowboys and Indians shooting each other up on the side of the road, I said, we're turning around and going home. And so I can only imagine what some of these schools are, you know, thinking coming out west. You know, they think Western Nebraska is anything past Lincoln. And so it's always interesting to get their perspective when they come out here. But when they do get out here and, you know, they see the college and, you know, the Graff Event Center and see where we put it on at, they always leave, you know, very impressed. And, you know, a lot of them always ask for us to put in for districts in the future because it is well ran. It's a great facility. There's a lot of floor space, a lot of seating, much better than, you know, some of the places that we go to from year to year. So hopefully it goes smooth. The boys and myself, we're becoming quite the moving company between yesterday. Today we had to set up for the youth tournament. Or actually, we did that last night after our tournament. And now next Friday we'll be setting up over at the college once again for girls' district. So luckily this year we have a really good group of boy wrestlers that are very efficient. And, you know, they're not work dodgers. They like to see how quickly they can get it done. And I'm always impressed on how hard they work. And, you know, kudos to them. And because that's not always the case from year to year. A lot of times I have to yell at the guys to stay focused, you know, say, hey, the longer you take, the longer we're going to be here. But these guys actually, like, they make a challenge out of it. They want to see how quickly they can get it done. And so, you know, I really enjoy that part of it. That's one less thing I got to worry about.
The Bison Brawl Youth Tournament, right?
The Bison Brawl. Wimps need not apply.
Is that on the...
We put that on a shirt one year. Yeah. Yep. The Bison Brawl. Wimps need not apply.
You got to put on a shirt still to this day.
We should. We should.
You bet.
That'll be my next tattoo. You never know.
Oh, my gosh. Should be a good day today and a good week of practice. Get those kids back healthy and have a full lineup getting ready for a conference and then your district's coming up.
Yes. Yep. We're looking forward to that. You know, I think there's a good chance that we'll get a couple of those guys back, you know, and that's what we're shooting for. We want to, you know, hopefully put as strong of a team as we can out there on the mat at Crete, you know, in a couple of weeks. And, you know, hopefully represent Southwest Nebraska, you know, in the eastern side of the state. And so our kids are looking forward to it.
Was it last night, number one versus number two, Penn State and Iowa? Or is that tonight?
It was last night.
I never.
There is a big gap between number one and number two. Penn State is... They won, I think, 30-8.
Really?
Yeah, in the duel. Uh-huh. You know, they're loaded. This could be, some say, one of the best college wrestling mm-hmm. teams ever. And so,
I was wondering if you had a chance to watch any of that last night.
I saw highlights of it. Okay. I did not get to see it. It was over by the time I got home. But
sure.
Hopefully I'll be able to watch it at some point.